TPO Rankings.
Hello and welcome to round 15 of the TPO Rankings Show, a show where we talk about Australian football through the lens of the TPO Rankings. Hello, Jake. What are the TPO Rankings?
Cody, hello. Put me on the spot again. I'm not ready for this. The TPO Rankings, they're like the FIFA World Rankings, but for Australian football clubs.
It rolls off the tongue, Jake. You should have that answer.
We're
ready
well practiced at all this point. Times. Yeah,
very well practiced. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us on the video and the podcast, wherever you are joining us from. This week's show, we're talking FFA Cup. There are 10 FFA Cup games this week, of which 8 of the winners of these 10 games will go direct into the final 32 of the FFA Cup. The other two are 2 Queensland games. There's still another round to be played. But so Jake and I are going to have a bit of fun around tipping those games. But first, as always, let's recap the games we had. I think we had 8 games. We voted on those on Instagram stories. I had 3 games. Jake had 5. I'm going to start with my 3. And the first one was on Friday night in the Victorian NPL. Avondale played Heidelberg United. We both went for a Heidelberg win, and it was 1-1. So after that, Heidelberg dropped a few little points because they were favourites, TPO points, with the draw. But Avondale moved up to, I think, 15th. Yeah, so they were 17th. They moved up to 15th. Basically, they only gained a few slight points, but the teams around them dropped some points. So they're up to 15th. I think that's the highest they've ever been. So well done to Avondale. My next game was in the Victorian NPL 2. So we had St Albans Saints versus Moreland City. The result there, 1-1. So we, TPO Rankings, predicted a Moreland City win. 59% of you guys agreed with us, thought that Moreland City would also get the win. One also, we were both kind of wrong, or we both scrapped that.
They were pretty close to being right, really. A draw 59% versus 41%. That's almost down the middle. So
pretty much.
But you're not getting a point, guys. Sorry about that.
No, unless they literally get 50-50, then I'll perhaps give it to them. Even then, I probably wouldn't. But after that result, St Albans move up to 83rd on the rankings. Moreland City hold their spot at 66th. childish. And the last game here, my favourite team, Campbelltown City. Yeah, they beat Metro Stars last week. This week they come up against Adelaide City, another powerhouse. What do? They win 3-0. Well done, Campbelltown. Well deserved, I hear, as well. So Adelaide City were the favourites there. And 76% of you guys thought Adelaide City would win. So we were both well and truly wrong. Because of this, Adelaide City have fallen 3 spots from 15th to 18th on the TPO rankings, which now makes Metro Stars the highest South Australian club right now, aside from Adelaide United, the A-League team. Campbelltown continue up the climb up the rankings up to 27th, so they're doing really well now. Jake, you've got 5 games. Let's get into it.
Yes, we do. 5 games from Queensland NPL, like we covered last week, a little bit biased. I'll start with a couple of the relegation battle games and the kind of 4 clubs that are looked to be vying for that or looking to avoid that last relegation spot. So the first one was South West Queensland Thunder from Toowoomba and Redlands United from the Brisbane club. We had a Redlands the favourites to win that, 46%. Supporters, 53% of you also picked Redlands.
Close,
and so we both were wrong on this one. South West Queensland got up 3-0, so a really good result for them and important, I think, come the end of the season, that might see, and you know, obviously there's still a way to go, but that might be enough to push them out of that relegation battle. South West Queensland move up 8 spots on the rankings, up to 125th, and Redlands fall 15 places down to 111th, so big fall for Redlands there. The other 2 clubs that are looking at being in that relegation battle are Magpies, Crusaders and North Queensland United. So those 2 played each other. 43.5% chance of Magpies winning, according to TPO Rankings. Supporters, 79% of you also picked Magpies. And in this case, we're both right. So Magpies got up 3-1. And again, another club that a win like that is going to help them get out of that relegation scrap. So Redlands and North Queensland United, the 2 losers this week out of those clubs, and they're the 2 that will now be looking probably most likely to go down to the FQPL. On the rankings with that game, so Magpies move up to 105th, almost into the top 100, and North Queensland drop to 129th. Moving to the other end of the table now, we had Brisbane City and Moreton Bay. Brisbane City were in sixth going into the weekend, and we predict them to finish about sixth, so just outside of the final spot. And Moreton Bay, we predicted to finish fifth at the end of the season. So these are the two clubs just outside the finals from our predictions. And obviously a win like this or a loss in a game like this probably pushes you even further as outsiders to make the top four. We had Moreton Bay as the favourites, 43% chance of winning. 79% of you other way around. This is the one where we were different. Supporters, 79% of you backed Brisbane City in this one. Mm. So we got the points this time, TPO. Moreton Bay got up 2-1 over Brisbane City. So on the back of that, Brisbane City dropped down to 43rd in the rankings. Moreton Bay move up to 29th and start pushing to that top 25 again. Two more here. Brisbane Strikers and Lions FC getting into the top four clubs now. So these clubs were third and fourth going into the weekend. We had Strikers as favourites, 47%. 73% of you TPO supporters also picked Strikers, and we were both wrong on this case. So Lions got up 1-0, and very important win for Lions, and they were one of those that were tipped to finish fourth at the end of the season before this weekend of games, and I think this will be enough to maybe push them up into looking at third or second in our simulations. And then in terms of the TPO rankings from that game, Strikers, as we've mentioned before, the highest ranked club in Queensland at the moment outside of Brisbane Roar. Despite losing and dropping TPO points, they've actually moved up to 21st spot because clubs around them in the rankings have fallen further than Strikers have. So one of those weird ones. And Lions in 34th, they pick up a bunch of TPO points but don't actually move because they lost in their they had a draw in their FFA Cup game at full time against Rochdale through the week and ended up winning on penalties. But it's the end score at the end of the game that impacts the TPO rankings. So they actually dropped some TPO points in mm-hmm. that one. My last game was the top of the table clash, Olympic FC versus Western Pride. Western Pride were the favourites, 43% chance of winning, according to us. Supporters, you backed Olympic, top of the table at the time, 69%. And in this case, you got it right and got one up over us. So Olympic had a win here, top of the table, as I said, 1-0, and opened up a five-point gap there over Western Pride, although I think Pride have one game in hand, so could bridge that gap a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Olympic move up to 30th in the rankings. Western Pride dropped to 33rd, so they've almost swapped places in the rankings from where they were this time last week. So, geez, I shouldn't have picked so many games, Cody. I feel like I've been talking forever. But, it was a big week in Queensland.
Huge week, Jake. And basically out of eight games, two were draws, so we scrapped them. So we're down to six. Out of those, we both got two correct. So that on the running leaderboard, I suppose you'd call it, you guys are on 27 and we are on 29. So we're still ahead by two and we'll have some more chances for you guys to hopefully catch up this week. But that's it. The last segment of the show. So Jake, any movements in the rankings apart from those teams we just mentioned?
Probably only a couple of small ones. Bentley Greens, last week we mentioned, had dropped after they had a loss, their first loss in 17 games. They'd fallen below Wellington Phoenix on the rankings. Their win this week has moved them back above Wellington, so it's very close. So they're now the 10th best club in the country as it stands at the moment. And South Melbourne had a 4-2 loss to Port Melbourne Sharks over the weekend, so they've dropped down to 23rd on the rankings and are really getting close to falling out of the top 25 for the first time in a long while.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. All right, guys, part one done. Let's move to part two. So that's FFA Cup. Let's get into it. As I mentioned earlier, we've got 10 games. Now, if you're watching this on Wednesday/Thursday, there's either be games that have been played, all these games will be played, or some of them will be playing right now. So stop what you're doing. Stop watching this. Pause it. Head over to Facebook and check out some live streams. There'll be a bunch of games being live streamed. So get on that. Now, obviously, we're talking about games in the past, so Jake and I are going to play a little bit of a game and predict who will win out of the 10 games. We'll be running through each one quickly. We don't know who each other has picked. We've written them down. I've written my picks down. Jake's done the same, and we'll basically be saying who we think will win from each game. So a little bit of fun. and just getting psyched up for the FFA Cup because we love the FFA Cup here at TPO Rankings. Yeah, so Jake, anything you want to add to that before we jump in?
Well, I'm hoping this isn't a bit of a dud segment and we don't pick the same for all 10 games. There's probably a slight risk that we'll be aligned for a lot of them because there's a couple of pretty one-sided games there. But I've picked a couple of upsets, so let's see if you've picked the same upsets as I have.
I have two, so we're probably getting along the same line. So there's two games on Tuesday. So that's, if you're watching this, you definitely were in the past. So you already know who won, but we're here recording on Monday night. We have no clue who's won. Jake, Avondale v Richmond. I've gone Avondale. Who have you gone?
I have also gone Avondale in this one. I did toss it up because I know that Richmond have I think you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Sounds like they've got a bit of money behind them and have, recruited well. They're looking to get back into the NPL 2, quite quickly, so I tossed it up, but Avondale has been so good this season, and I'd like to see them in the round of 32 for the first time.
I agree. Okay, next game, which is in Queensland, so we have Peninsula versus Brisbane Strikers. This isn't for a spot in the final 32. They still have to, the winner of this will have to overcome Lions at a later stage. Peninsula versus Strikers. Jake, who have you gone for?
I've gone for Brisbane Strikers, Cody. And I'll tell you, I know we're not going to spend time on all of these, but Peninsula Power, as we see here right now, are on a 16-game unbeaten streak. We've mentioned it a few times over the last month or two. That is equal to what Bentley Greens were at 16 games unbeaten before they lost, and it's equal to what Sydney FC were earlier in the season before they lost. So if they want, so that, like I said, all three of those clubs are 16 games unbeaten. If Peninsula want to go outright first and make it to 17. Mm-hmm. They need to beat Strikers and toughest game of the season so far. But I think that they are going to probably lose and it'll end at 16.
Geez, I reckon this will be a great game. I've actually gone for Power, Jake. So there we go. We've gifted in at least one of these games. Cool. Wednesday. And then, so that's all the two games on Tuesday. The rest of the games are all on Wednesday. So we've got Port Melbourne Sharks versus Moreland Zebras. The winner goes into the final 32. Jake, I've gone for Port Melbourne Sharks. Who have you voted for?
Here we go. I've gone Moreland Zebras. Here's my upset. One of my upsets, I think. Top of the NPL 2, east or west. I can't remember which it is. And looking quite good. I think they'll surprise.
Cool. Excellent. Next one, Altona Magic versus Northcote City. Jake, who have you gone for?
Maybe this is another upset. Altona. I've gone for Altona. I think they're...
Me too.
Oh, there you go. Yep. We're both picking the upset. Yeah, they're doing so well, climbing up the rankings, and I'd like to see them in there as a reward for their great season.
Yeah, I agree. Then in Queensland, this is the other one that they won't be qualifying directly to the 32. They've still got one more game after this, the winner. Moreton Bay Jets versus Olympic. We were talking about them, both those clubs earlier. Jake, I have gone for Olympic. Who have you voted for?
Olympic as well. So same on that one. Yep.
I nearly went the other way, Jake. I reckon Moreton Bay, they just... I actually think Moreton Bay will win, but I thought I'd throw it in there because I do want Olympic to get through. I got a soft spot for them. But I think Moreton Bay, they've done pretty well in the FFA Cup, so I think they will go through.
Yeah, I like seeing... I mean, we like an upset. Everybody does. But at the same time, I like seeing the best clubs in the country in there. So Olympic are just on fire this year, and I'd like to see them pitted up against a top club from one of the other states. So I hope they get through.
Yeah, that's the favourite round, isn't it? The first and two rounds of the final.
Yeah.
The 32 and the 16, or the quarters. Seeing the clubs face off against each other from different states.
Yep.
Very exciting. Okay, next one. The other Olympic, Sydney versus RPR. Jake, who have you gone for?
I wrote one name and I crossed it out and changed it. So I've gone for Apia. I nearly went for Olympic, but I think Apia will do it.
I've gone for Olympic. There we go. We're different quite a bit this week.
Yeah, this is good. Great.
This is great. It's upsetting those two clubs. One of them won't be making it because they are in such great form. Well, apart from the results on the weekend, but they're on such two of the best clubs in the country, and unfortunately one can't make it. But that's the nature of the cup. And yeah, guys, all the remaining games, this one and the next four games, all from New South Wales, the winners all make it straight into the round of 32. So the next one, here we are, the Tarawana Blueies versus Hakoa. Surely, Jake, you've gone Hakoa.
So tell me you went Tarawana. I couldn't. Yeah. I went Hakoa. I mean, they've come so far, and I'd love to see them. I don't know if you've seen their, you probably have their logo.
I have. It's emblem. Hilarious.
It's great. Yeah. I'd love to see them in the round of 32, but I think Hakoa will be far too strong.
Me too, but we can only hope. All right, next game, Rocktow City versus Blacktown City. Jake, who have you gone for?
It's another one I tossed up a little bit. Rocktow obviously knocked out Sydney United last round. Mm. I've gone for Blacktown, though. I think, again, they're one of the top-ranked clubs in the country, despite having a couple of not great results so far this season, but they're still third in the NPL in New South Wales. I think they'll be good enough to do it.
I went Rocktow. Can you believe it?
There you go. So you're saying, so Blacktown, we touched on this before. Before the season started, Sydney United, Blacktown City and Far North Queensland Heat were the only three clubs to have ever qualified 4 out of 4 years. Mm-hmm. Sydney United have been knocked out, and you're saying Blacktown will be here.
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
Anything can happen in the cup. Two games to go. So we got Marconi versus Spirit. Jake, I've gone for Spirit.
Okay.
I don't know anything about them, to be honest. I just went for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, the rankings say that Marconi are pretty overwhelming favourites, but so I've gone Marconi. So we'll differ there. But yeah, I don't know. I thought about it for a minute, but I jumped straight on Marconi, to be honest. So
cool.
We'll see.
And the last game here, Hills United versus Bonnie Rig. I have gone Bonnie Rig. Jake, who have you voted for?
Bonnie Rig as well. So that one, cool. The last two for me, I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it, to be honest. I thought it seems like one of those ones to me where the NPL team will do what they need to do and do it reasonably convincingly.
Yep, and I think they're doing all right. Didn't they just beat, was it Apia or Olympic on the weekend? I can't remember.
Yeah.
They had a win. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, Jake, out of 10 games, we've differed on 5. So
I didn't predict that.
Yeah, I didn't predict that either.
There you go.
So we'll have to come up with something for the winner/loser to do. So we'll, if you've got any suggestions, guys, let us know. Oh, actually, don't. You'll come up with something ridiculous. So.
Risky.
Yeah, very risky. Not shaving my head. It's short enough. Like, Bosler once said he'd do that, didn't he? Or was that Slater? I can't remember.
That was Bosler. I think it started as he would do he'd streak around the field. Right. And then when, I can't even remember what the challenge was, but he said something wouldn't happen, and if it did, he would streak, and the thing did happen. Mm. And then afterwards, somebody said, how about you shave instead? Because nobody wants to see Bosler streaking. And I think he agreed to it, and then it went quiet and nothing happened, so...
We should bring that back
up. You know what? I'll have a look as well. But if somebody watching this remembers what we're talking about and can find some footage, let's dig that out. I mean, there's enough social media pressure now and Twitter and whatnot. Let's get Bosler to...
At least a reason why he hasn't done it.
Yeah, I reckon
he's got fake hair though, right? So that's probably got something to do with it. If it was all real, probably would not have a problem.
Yeah.
Allegedly, I don't want to get sued. All right, so that's FFA Cup, guys. Heaps of games. As I say, you guys watching this, either pause and go watch, or you already know the results. So that might have been a little bit boring, maybe. Maybe I can try and get this up on Tuesday if I can get time to edit. But we'll see. Anyway, Jake, that's part two done. Part three is our preview of games on the weekend. Now, obviously, we've got heaps of FFA Cup games we just previewed, 10 of them, sort of. Now we've got some games for the weekend. I believe we've only got 2 games each. We kept it short because we had all those FFA Cup games. I'm gonna jump on into my 2 games. So the first one here is the Battle of the Moreland, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure they've got a name for it. But Moreland City versus Moreland Zebras. So that's on Saturday at 3 p.m. Both teams are top of their respective leagues. One on the Victorian NPL 2 East and the West. Both teams looking for promotion back into the top flight there. Zebras coming off a 6-0 win over Nunawading City, and Moreland City had a draw with St Albans Saints, who were up there top of the table as well, second or third. So Zebras actually, as we mentioned, Jake, you voted them against Port Melbourne Sharks to win there.
I was going to say, don't forget they'll be coming off a big FFA Cup win when I predict that one.
Yeah, right? So you never, I mean, you'd say that'd be a bad thing because they might be tired, legs and that, especially if it goes to extra time, /injuries, / suspensions, but... If they can pick up a win or just a good result, they'll be maybe, you know, just fired up and ready to go on the weekend. So who knows how that'll go. Zebras are the slight favourites. So they're going in at 44.3% probability of winning because they're 57th on the rankings. Moreland City are 66th. Okay, my next game, which is in the South Australian Division 1 or State League 1, which is on Saturday at 6 p.m. is Adelaide Raiders versus White City Woodville. So this is a top of the table clash in that division. Both teams coming off wins on the weekends. Only 3 points separate first in that league, down to fifth. So it's very, very tight. And these sorts of games obviously crucial. So they're close on the rankings. I think White City are 82nd and Adelaide Raiders are 88th. So despite being away from home, White City Woodville go in slight favourites. Only just so, it's very close. So be interested to see how you guys, the supporters, vote. This is my two games. Jake, let's hear yours.
So I'm starting in, I'm starting and finishing in New South Wales NPL this week. So top of the table clash jumped out at me, Sydney Olympic and Apia. We just mentioned they're playing on Wednesday night in the FFA Cup, and then they turn around and play each other again on Sunday, this Sunday, 3 p.m. Two teams favourite to win the premiership in New South Wales. You know, there's probably not much more that needs to be said about this one, a huge game. Sydney Olympic currently first, although they're ranked a little bit lower than Apia, and our simulations say that Apia are more likely to actually come out premiers by the end of the year, but only slightly. And Apia, being the high-ranked team, even though they're away from home, they're favourites in this one. It's actually probably a bit more lopsided than what you might think. So Apia 50% favourites, or 50% chance of winning, and Sydney Olympic 27%. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's the other way around. Obviously, depending on what happens in the FFA Cup, it might be a bit of revenge or somebody wanting to, get something back on the other. The other one was third versus fourth in New South Wales. So the top four teams all playing each other, and it's Blacktown City versus Sydney United. Blacktown currently third, Sydney currently fourth. And obviously just top of the table made sense to grab these ones as well. Like I said, I did first and second. I may as well do the next two as well. We have Blacktown City they're the 12th best club in the country according to the rankings. Sydney United in 20th. So Blacktown are the favourites. 53.9% probability of winning to Sydney United's 25.1%. Sydney, there is a bit of a gap even though these two teams are third and fourth. So Blacktown, I think, I did check this before, but I'm not sure if I was looking at it's kind of slipped my memory a little bit, but I think there's about four or five points between Blacktown in third and Sydney Olympic in first, but the gap between Blacktown and Sydney United is seven. So the top three kind of pushing away a little bit, and this is one of those games that could see the top or see Blacktown move even further ahead. So Sydney United's going to want to get something out of this game to help bridge that gap.
Yeah, I just brought it up, Jake. Sydney Olympic 4 points ahead of Blacktown City, and then Sydney United, who are in third, and Sydney United in fourth, are 7 points adrift.
So, yep. Stark. Yeah, a bit of a gap there already, but as I say, Blacktown City favourites in this one, and I'd probably go with that this week.
How's this, though, Jake? Just comment. Thank you for that. But fourth, Sydney United in fourth are on 17 points. Marconi Stallions in 11th, second last, are on 13 points. So 4 points separates fourth from 11th. So that middle of the end, I think one, two, three, four clubs are on 14 points. So it's just, a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, well, the weekend just gone was one of those that really shook it up. Like I said, the top four teams didn't have wins. And I think going into the weekend, if you looked at the table before the weekend started, the top six, none of them had a win. So crazy.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the show pretty much, guys. Massive week of FFA Cup. Thanks, everyone, for who's participating and everything, voting, who's getting the weekly PDF, commenting on all our videos and images. You know, we're doing lots and lots. And plenty more to come, trust me. Jake and I are on the phone / on our little online system here most days talking about what's coming. Obviously, the expansion to the rankings is up there as well. So thanks very much. And if you haven't listened, Jake just did a little, we release this as a podcast, but Jake just did a bit of a A-League expansion rant, only about 14, 15 minutes, but it was a good one. It explains Jake's thoughts about expansion. He lays it out pretty well, actually. Jake, I think you did a good job on that one.
I tend to
agree with
what
you say. Yeah, no, it was good. So get along to check that out on the podcast, guys. TPO Rankings podcast. You can find it wherever you find podcasts. And I'm hoping Jake will want to keep doing more and more audio like that, and spur of the moment sort of thing. So if you're into that, yeah, go there. Otherwise, Jake, anything else you'd like to mention before we say our goodbyes?
No, nothing today. Leave us a comment, actually. That's what I'll ask. Whether it's on YouTube or if you're listening to it on the podcast or even on social, jump across and say g'day. Let us know what you think of what we're putting out. And if there's anything you think we should be looking at, let us know as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of into a routine and we just keep going and going and going. And we don't have a lot of time to plan about the videos and stuff. So we kind of just keep doing what we're doing until we get feedback otherwise. So if you do have some feedback, I'd love to hear it. Jake, thanks very much for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Cody. It was good.
Awesome. Yeah, it was good. I hope you guys enjoyed it too. We'll see you next week, which will be round 16 of the TPO Ranking Show. See you guys.
Bye.
TPO Rankings.